Title, From Cape to Cope? CBP reverses position on universal IEEPA duty refunds. Content, significant new developments in federal court last week may materially affect importers' ability to obtain refunds of tariffs paid under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. On May 29, 2026, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, filed a motion with significant implications for all importers seeking IEEPA refunds. Most notably, for the first time since the Supreme Court struck down the IEEPA tariffs, CBP asserted that it lacks the legal authority to issue IEEPA refunds on finally liquidated entries, i.e., on entries 180 days or more past liquidation, without an importer-specific court judgment. For importers who had been counting on the refund process to eventually cover their finally liquidated entries, CBP's new position is a significant setback. If CBP's reasoning prevails, those importers may need to file individual cases in federal court to obtain refunds. Here is what importers need to know. 1. Background. As we have discussed previously here, the Supreme Court issued a landmark 6-3 ruling on February 20, 2026, invalidating the IEEPA tariffs. Immediately thereafter, the U.S. Court of International Trade, CIT, issued its first order directing CBP to liquidate unliquidated entries subject to IEEPA tariffs without regard to those duties, and to reliquidate any liquidated entries not yet final. 1. That order was immediately suspended after CBP represented that it was developing a new electronic module, the Consolidated Administration and Processing of Entries, CAPE, within its Automated Commercial Environment, ACE, system to calculate and process IEEPA duty refunds. After a few procedural twists and turns that saw the case of Euronotions Florida Incorporated v. United States become the lead CIT case for IEEPA refunds, the court issued a similar order that was likewise immediately suspended, too. Most recently, the court issued, and again suspended, a comparable duty refund order in VOS Selections Incorporated v. United States, 3, which was the original case that had gone to the Supreme Court. Since April 20, CBP's CAPE system has been processing duty refunds with only minor technical issues, and some importers have received actual duty refunds through CAPE. However, CAPE is largely only accepting declarations for unliquidated entries and entries that are less than 80 days past liquidation. CBP has previously stated that while CAPE will not be able to process finally liquidated entries, a functionality for those entries would be added at a later stage. 4. The most recent developments, outlined below, contradict that statement. 2. Key developments this week in VOS Selections A, May 27, 2026, Show Cause Order, 5, on May 27, 2026, in VOS Selections, CIT Judge Richard Eaton, whom the CIT has designated as the lead judge for IEEPA refunds, directed CBP to show cause why the court should not remove the suspension of its order requiring CBP to liquidate or reliquidate, without regard to IEEPA duties, all entries entered subject to IEEPA duties. This means that finally liquidated entries would have to be reliquidated. The court ordered each party to submit a brief by June 4, 2026. A hearing on the order to show cause is scheduled for June 9, 2026. The court directed CBP Commissioner Rodney S. Scott to appear in person to answer the court's questions regarding the anticipated timing of customs compliance with its order. This order signals that Judge Eaton is growing impatient with the pace of CBP's compliance in issuing IEEPA refunds and is actively considering lifting the stay that has held the Universal Refund Order in suspension. B. May 29, 2026, CBP's motion to amend Order 6, CBP's response, filed last Friday, has significant implications for all importers. The filing contains two elements. 1. CBP asserts it lacks authority to refund finally liquidated entries without an importer-specific federal court judgment. This is the most consequential aspect of CBP's filing. CBP asserted, for the first time since the Supreme Court struck down the IEEPA tariffs, that it lacks the legal authority to issue IEEPA refunds on finally liquidated entries without an importer-specific court judgment, stating, once an entry is finally liquidated, CBP has no authority to reliquidate or refund money without a court order. Defendants have maintained that refunds for such imports must be handled through Importer SP.